the second single from their second album from 1980's Wild Planet. That's the B-52s here wrapping up that set of music with Give Me Back My Man. Before the B-52s, a band out of Portugal called Silence 4 with their song My Friends. Now, if you have not heard me tell this story, you have not heard me play this song on my show because I think I tell this story every time I play this song. But I first discovered the band and this song while I was actually in Portugal. This was 2010, I can tell you that much. I was in the back seat of a cab, and the cabbie had the radio on, and that song came on the radio. And I was like, wow, this song is really catchy, and I really dig this song, but I don't know who it is, and I don't speak Portuguese, so I can't ask him who it is, and this is 2010. I don't know how to figure out this information. So eventually, back stateside, I do a bazillion different internet searches with clips of the lyrics that I remembered and just descriptions of the band, and I finally figured out it was this band, Silence 4, that had an album back in 1998 called Silence Becomes It, and that's where that song came from. And that song always gave me just a hint of, like, the B-52s, so that's why I played you some B-52s right after it. Before the Silence 4, from Leeds, England, the band Cud. Now, that was the song I woke up to earlier this week, stuck in my head. Little bits of the lyrics and mostly the melody, the rhythm. So I was having a hard time remembering who it was. And then, like, a few days later, had one of those epiphanies where I just was like, Cud, Aquarius album, first track. And so what I did, I played it for you so that you could maybe get it stuck in your head this week, this weekend, next week, at some point in the future. Then the Fratellis, they're Scottish. They're from Glasgow. Started the entire set with Chelsea Dagger from the, I don't even know what it's from, so I shouldn't tell you that, but I was going to tell you Barry Fratelli of the Fratellis, 42 years old today, so happy birthday, Barry. You know, it's just now hitting the top of the hour, so that means I should remind you that you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. I also want to remind you, if you're a dad, it is time to dance. That's why I played all those dancing songs. And I don't care if you're doing the Cabbage Patch or that Running Man thing or maybe a little jitterbug. Maybe you got some breakdancing skills in you or something more contemporary. Like, are you a flosser? Can you floss? Most dads can't floss. I'm looking at you, Rich. Can't floss. Trust me. But in fact, I don't really care. And I don't really care if you're not very good, because all I care about is that you take a moment to dance with your kids. You know why? Because dancing with your kids is just a great way to bond with them. If you go to fatherhood.gov, you can learn more. This is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and one of the third worst dancers you'll ever hear on the radio. Me, the Mockster. Hey, speaking of bad dancers on the radio, have you checked out Courts in Session on Thursday nights with the your rockin' attorney? Doesn't say dancing attorney, rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Because he has on Thursday nights 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul. But what he does is he focuses on new music by classic artists. That's the twist, and that's the noise of the twist. That's the twist. And it's right here on WRCT on Thursdays. And if we could be so blessed, he has an encore presentation of that exact same show Fridays, the next day, at 1 o'clock is when I'm pretty sure it starts. Friday afternoons, just tune in, you'll hear it. But speaking of my rockin' attorney, he reached out to me a little earlier today and said, hey, Mockster, I have a wonderful opportunity. As you know, I'm really good friends with a lot of famous musicians. And I was like, yeah, I know. He said, one of those, which is Al Harlow, who was in the band Prism, who's still in the band Prism. They're a Canadian band. They're big in Canada. Let's just put it that way. But no, they're I've played them on my show. They've been around forever. Well, they're doing a concert tomorrow. So by tomorrow, I mean Saturday. If this is my encore show on Tuesday you're listening to, just pretend, just go do something else for about 3 minutes. Because I want to tell you that my rockin' attorney says, I can get one of your listeners a free code for the streaming of that concert on Saturday. So the show starts at 6 p.m., which means that's 3 p.m. our time, because up in Canada, they're on the metric system. And the show's in Vancouver. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to make you work for this one just a little bit, because a couple weeks ago, Tom won a free pass to see Albert Bouchard perform live, do some Bluish Occult stuff. But this time, I'm going to make you work for it. So in the very near future, I'm going to play an Al Harlow song. All I need you to do is email me. Just email me the name of the song. So what is the name of the song, the Al Harlow song I played in that set of music? And one of my lucky entrants will win this code so they can watch it. They can invite all their friends and make it just a giant party if they want. How about that? That's what we're going to do. Hey, you know, let's move back into music, because I've just been rambling for like 15 minutes now. And you know, it was on this day, and again, I think it was 45 years ago, that the Rolling Stones released their Black and Blue album. So I was like, oh yeah, I should play nothing off that album, because I didn't really care for that album. Sorry. But the good news is, 5 years before that, on the very same day, they released Sticky Fingers. Let's play something off of that.
Got you in its way. Ain't lose tonight.
Yet another track from the brand new 4019's album. Brand new album is called New Roaring Twenties. And that was We're Going to Las Vegas here on the Viva La Mach radio program. Before the 4019's, how about something from Earl, Vince, and the Valiants? And you're like, okay, Mockster, that was a rockin' tune. What can you tell me about Earl, Vince, and the Valiants? How about I tell you this? That, I believe, was their only recording. The only song, and it was a B-side. How does that work? They didn't have an A-side. How about this? Earl, Vince, and the Valiants was a power trio made up of three people, hence trio. Those three people were Jeremy Spencer, Peter Green, and Mick Fleetwood. Boom! That's right. Basically, that was Fleetwood Mac, Peter Green era Fleetwood Mac. Jeremy Spencer wrote that song. It was a B-side. It was actually a B-side to a Fleetwood Mac single that came out on Immediate Records. The single was Man of the World, and then I think Immediate like folded right after that. So Fleetwood Mac really didn't put anything out. But they credited that song to Earl, Vince, and the Valiants. And as I mentioned, Jeremy Spencer wrote it. Bunch of bands, and by a bunch, I know three who have covered that song over the years. And well worth you researching and searching out. And, you know, future shows, you'll hear that. It's a great song. What did I tell you the name of it? Somebody's going to get their head kicked in tonight. Yeah, just the name of the song is inspiring. Hey, before the Earl Vince, how about some Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks? Stephen Malkmus of Pavement fan fame. He's probably a fan of his own band. I don't know. That was him actually doing a Black Oak, Arkansas cover, Keep the Faith. And start the entire set from the Sticky Fingers album, which was first released 50 years ago today. Rolling Stones and Sway. If I can sway you into paying attention just for a little bit, I want to remind you that during these uncertain and unprecedented times, people needing organ transplants need your help more than ever. Did you know that 22 Americans die each day waiting for organ transplants? And most of them are for kidneys. The good news is that MatchingDonors.com is actually helping to change that, because what they do is they actually link organ donors with people in need of an organ, like a kidney or some other transplant like that. Now, you don't actually need to be donating a kidney to save a life. You can actually donate your boat, some real estate you have, a house. Hopefully it's your house. And you'll get a great tax deduction. At the same time, you're going to help save lives. Yeah, it's MatchingDonors.com, or you can call them up, 800-385-0422. This message brought to you by MatchingDonors.com and the Ad Council and WRCT. Speaking of websites, we have one called WRCT.org. If you click on schedule, find the Viva La Mach radio program, you'll see my entire playlist from today and yesterday and sometimes future days. You want to follow along at home? Appreciate that. You can listen to the station. You know, you can also email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. I've got a request coming up fairly soon that came over the request line during the week. And that's the email address, just to warn you, that is the email address, wrctrequest@gmail.com. If you want to win tickets to watch Prism live in concert on Saturday the 24th. So, again, that's tomorrow if you're listening to me on a Friday night. If it's Tuesday, you've already missed it, so just don't bother. All you have to do is tell me the name of the Al Harlow song that I play during my show in an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. And I'll put you in the pool and randomly draw someone out to get a chance to stream that at home and watch that this weekend. That's what I do. I do things for you because, well, I'm a nice guy. At least my mom says I'm a nice guy. I think this came out in September of last year. Cheap Trick, covering Bowie. It's Rebel Rebel. It's Viva La Mock.
Of Prism here. You're listening to The Mockster on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you hear a word? Do I have to shout to penetrate your perfect world? Can't you see?
from 1983. That is X doing their version of Wild Thing here on the Viva La Mock radio program. And before that, Sinead O'Connor with the first single off of her debut, The Lion and the Cobra with Mandinka. And before Sinead, it was Al Harlow. It was Al Harlow with Let It Go, Wink, Wink. Also, Cheap Trick in there from a single they put out back in September. Them doing Bowie's Rebel, Rebel. Wait, Mockster, did you play Al Harlow? Did you play Al Harlow? Did you play a song called Let It Go by Al Harlow? Did you say, hey, if I want a chance to try and win some free tickets to go see, and by go see, go to your living room and stream, or go to wherever your computer is, wherever you stream things, a Prism concert tomorrow, Saturday the 24th at 3 p.m., I need to email you that I heard you play Al Harlow's Let It Go at wrctrequest@gmail.com to enter. Is that enough hint? Did I give you the answer? Have you done it yet? Spend a fun afternoon. It's not like it's going to be a nice day. Just hang out and have a free streaming concert courtesy of WRCT this weekend. Got about 23 minutes before we get to the top of the hour. That same email, hence the name, wrctrequest@gmail.com, is a way to get me a request. Speaking of requests, Gary's been listening out in West Mifflin. He's like, Mockster, man, I'm digging your show. In fact, he said he's becoming a Mockstafarian. I was like, all right, that's cool. It's a little bit like the Pastafarian, but I think the colander you wear on your head is fake. So you have to wear a fake colander or something. We'll figure it out. Let's build my cult together. If you get Moxteria and you become a Moxtafarian, we'll build it together, and then at some point Lee Remini will do a report on us, and we'll just go from there. Just take it one step at a time, just you and me. That's how it works. One person at a time. But he emailed me and said, Mockster, I really need to turn on your show, tune in to your show, and just drop out.
Yeah. drinkers.
Oppenheimer.
working it out. We got a long way to go. We got a long way to go. Me and this girl, we've been having it out on a road called Oppenheimer. Me and this girl, we've been getting it on beneath the quarter moon, beneath the quarter moon. Watching it go till it's all the way gone on a road called Oppenheimer. And the time is gonna be right now. No, I'm never gonna fall for anyone else but her. And the place is gonna be right here on a road called Oppenheimer. I've been dreaming above on a road called Oppenheimer. Tar on the roof, there were stars in her hair beneath the quarter moon, beneath the quarter moon. Watching it go till it's going somewhere on a road called Oppenheimer. And the day is gonna be today, and the time is gonna be right now. No, I'm never gonna fall for anyone else but her. And the place is gonna be right here on a road called Oppenheimer.
What do I see? 21st, and everybody knows today is Earth Day. Merry Christmas, happy birthday to whoever's being born. And now I'm trying hard to think of something meaningful and worthy, kind of earthy, to make everybody ask themselves just, what are we doing here?
They were so close. So close. Just one day off. Drumarama from their vinyl release. Well, their album called Vinyl came out 30 years ago with What Are We Gonna Do? Which name drops Earth Day, which technically was this week, but Earth Day falls on the 22nd of April. And they tell you it's the 21st. You know why? You know why? Because John Easdale called me up and said, Moxter, I can tell you why I said that. Because in my mind, every day is Earth Day. And it should be. It should be. For all of you. I'm preaching to you now, but that's what I do. I'm a preacher. I'm a joker. I'm a midnight Moxter. Yeah, I got a midnight mock. That's what I do. I do that at midnight. What is that mock? I'll tell you... I'll tell you after I do the radio and the music calendar. How about that? Let you hold on, because that's coming up here in like 3 minutes, so you can hold on for that, can't you? What did I play in that set of music? Well, before the Drumarama, Roy Orbison, who, if he was with us today, would be celebrating his 85th birthday today. Sadly, we lost him when he was only 52 years old. Can you, I mean, I can imagine because I remember when he passed, but just, wow, way too young. Oh, Pretty Woman, if you didn't realize the song I played from the Big O, as his friends called him. Speaking of Big O, how about a song called Oppenheimer by the big old 97s, the old 97s with Oppenheimer in that set of music. Also, Wilco went back to the Yankee Hotel Foxtrot album, which originally they put it up for free after some disputes with their label back in September of 01. But None Such Records actually officially released it on this day 19 years ago in 2002, so I played Heavy Metal Drummer for you. And from 1967, from the Tenderness Junction album, played the Fugs in there. Turn On, Tune In, Dropout. Gary out in West Mifflin said, Moxter, I'd love if you could play me some Fugs. And I was like, you know what? I can do that because I've been called Fugly more than once. And I'm like, hey, thanks. And then I Googled it and I was like, oh, well, I do have the face for radio. And that's why I do this show for you on Fridays and the Encore on Tuesdays. Because of that fact. Hey, fact is, I want to remind you that more than 37 million people in the U.S., including 11 million children, they struggle with hunger. And as COVID-19, as the outbreak continues, they need your help now more than ever. As the nation's largest hunger relief organization, the Feeding America Network of Food Banks is committed to serving communities, families, and children facing hunger in America, wherever they are. You can be there for your neighbors in need by donating at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. This message brought to you by Feeding America, the Ad Council, and your Fugly host, the Moxter, here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. I've got a music and a radio calendar coming up right after this brief announcement for you.
Considering an online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources to help you purchase medicines safely online. A safe online pharmacy requires a doctor's prescription, has an address in the United States, has a licensed pharmacist, and is licensed by a state pharmacy board. It's best to stay away from online pharmacies that don't meet these criteria. Discover more helpful tips and resources at BeSafeRx. Go to fda.gov/BeSafeRx.
I want to get back to being in my community group.
I want to continue having a soccer season.
So I can throw parties again. So I can go to her parties.
It'd really be nice to dine in instead of getting delivery for a change.
So I can feel safe and protected for myself and my students.
We each have our own reason for why we're getting vaccinated against COVID-19. What will yours be? Visit getvaccineanswers.org for information on the COVID-19 vaccines. It's up to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It is just past the top of the hour. I am the Mockster. At this time here on WRCT Pittsburgh, we always do a thing called the mock. Time now for a midnight oil mock. I'm going to tell you some background information on Midnight Oil. First, believe it or not, they formed back in 1972. Peter Garrett, the lead singer that we know of the band, joined in 1973 when he was 20. Here's the thing. It's his birthday today. He is 68 years old on this day. So I'm like, let's do a Midnight Oil mock. Now, it took 16 years before the statesman figured out who the Midnight Oil was, because that Diesel and Dust album came out, and we're like, whoa, there's some songs on there that we're going to play on the radio. And that got us to where we are now. And that was like their sixth album, I think. I think it was like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, their sixth studio album before we even heard anything from Midnight Oil. Anyway, and if you didn't know anything about Peter Garrett, he was in the House of Representatives in Australia. He's an